This time on Beauty Will Save the World with Father Barnabas Powell.
So when we think about martyrdom, certainly that means that there will be periods of time where Christians will be so persecuted that they will witness to the truth of the faith by even their very lives. And yet, the scripture is very clear here that each of us are always called to be martyrs, witnesses to the truth of the Orthodox faith. Well, the word martyr is really thrown around a lot nowadays, and frankly, it has a lousy connotation in today's political world, where we turn on the television or we surf the internet and we see videos of people calling themselves martyrs for this or that faith, or we see people being martyred, which usually means they're being killed. Well, that can't be a pleasant situation. And yet, the word martyr literally means witness. And that's a very powerful, powerful phrase. In fact, throughout church history, we've called the martyrs witnesses for the faith. And to be sure, there have been periods of time in the history of the church where to be a martyr means that you're going to so witness fidelity to the faith that you would not hold your life more valuable than your commitment to the faith. Now, that's been happening throughout different periods of time in the church history. And in fact, the sad reality is that today, the most persecuted religion on the planet is Christianity. So, why would these men and women, especially these heroes, there in the Middle East as they're facing this onslaught of radical Islam going through that area, why would these believers consider their commitment to the faith more valuable than even their own lives? Well, a lot of reasons for that, but the one thing that I'd like to focus on this time is for us to understand that this beauty of our faith flows from a dual place. Number one, it flows from our confidence in God. And number two, our love for God. And this confidence in God and love for God creates such a sense of hope and a sense of peace that we understand that physical death isn't the greatest tragedy that can befall a human being. So what is the greatest tragedy that can befall a human being? Well, for we Orthodox Christians, the greatest tragedy that can befall a human being is not to be in communion with the Holy Trinity. And so all of our faith, all of our worship, all of our theology is meant to teach us how to enter into communion with the Holy Trinity and see our lives developed and grown and filled with joy and hope and peace, so that we understand the central message of the Orthodox faith, that Christ has trampled down death by death and on those in the tombs bestowing life, is so completely true that even my physical death is not the end of my story. I want you to look at a passage. Will you join me? We're going to look at Acts chapter 1. This is, of course, after the Lord has risen from the dead, and the book of Acts is the Apostle Luke telling us about the actions of the faith in the earliest days after the Lord's resurrection. Now, of course, you know the Lord stayed on the earth 40 days after his resurrection, teaching the apostles, teaching the disciples of Jesus, and getting them ready for his ascension into heaven, and then setting them free to begin to continue his work throughout the entire earth. So I want to set that up for you. Look at Acts chapter 1, and I want to begin with verse 4, and we're going to read through verse 8. Look at this. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which, he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. Here's the key. That's not part of the scriptures. Verse 8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me, martyrs, in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So when we think about martyrdom in the Orthodox context, certainly that means that there will be periods of time where Christians will be so persecuted that they will witness to the truth of the faith by even their very lives. And yet, the scripture is very clear here that each of us are always called to be martyrs, witnesses to the truth of the Orthodox faith. So how do we do that? Well, look at what the scripture says, that we're going to be martyrs, we're going to be witnesses of the Lord in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Now, I want you to think about a concentric circle in your life. Your Jerusalem is your home base. Those particular people that you have intimate and complete influence with and over, your family, your hometown, the place where you are right now, those circles of peoples that you're there, that's your Jerusalem. And that's the place where you're to be called to be a witness of the truth of the Orthodox faith. And you do that, of course, by living faithful lives. But we don't stop there. We also extend our witness to Judea and Samaria. That's a little further out. That's our county. That's our area where our parish is in the county area, or even in the geographical area where we are. But then we don't even stop there. Our call to be martyrs, to be witnesses to the faith, extends to the end of the earth. I want to encourage you today to think about your own martyrdom for the witness of the faith of the Orthodox Church in your area, in your life. Where is your Jerusalem? Where is your Judea and Samaria? And how does your witness even extend to the ends of the earth? Well, you say, Father Barnabas, I don't know how in the world we can do that. Well, the very first step is learning how to be purposefully Orthodox in our everyday lives. If you allow your witness to your home area, to the people around you, to be strongest there, I heard an old wise saying one time that says that the light that shines furthest away is the one that shines brightest at home. So, are you a martyr? Are you a witness for the beauties and the salvation that the Orthodox faith invites every person to be a part of, no matter where they're from, no matter who they are, no matter what their background is? The Orthodox faith is home to the entire human race, and we're called to be witnesses for that faith. After all, beauty will save the world.